Okay, good evening, everybody. Tonight, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to continue in Siman Shin Chav Ches. We are doing Se'ifim, Yud Zayin, Yud Ches, and Yud Tes. This is page Kuf Samachay Amud Beis. We are holding at the beginning of Sif Yud Zayin, Kuf Samachay Amud Aleph. And again, continuing in the halachos of Cholim and what you're allowed to do for them on Shabbos and not allowed to do for them on Shabbos. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Chol Shenof Al Machmas Chol Yol Mishka Vein Vasakana. If a person is ill, but not dangerously so, so he's lying down in bed, he's not functioning properly, Hagah Ushi Yeshlo Mech. It doesn't have to be that he's lying in bed, but it's that his entire body feels ill. So even though he's walking around, but he's not functioning properly. If a person is not functioning normally, that's the hagdara of a chola she'ein bo sakana. So what are you allowed to do for a chola she'ein bo sakana? So this is a critical halacha in Shulchan Aruch. Five opinions that the Shulchan Aruch quotes, what you're allowed to do for a chola she'ein bo sakana, and what you're allowed to do for someone who has sakanas eiver, but not a sakanas nefashos. So opinion number one, omrim le'en yudi la'asos l'rufua, you're allowed to do amir l'nachri, avlein mechal l'aves ha'shabes b'isur d'araisa, afilu yesh bo sakanas eiver, but you cannot be mechal shabes with an isur d'araisa, even if it's sakanas eiver. So opinion number one is, it doesn't matter whether it's sakanas eiver or just a regular chola she'ein bo sakana, you could do amir l'nachri, but you're not allowed to do anything else. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah over there. Mem hei ve'ein bo sakana ratzalom or sakanas maves, u'bein she'esh bo sakanas eiver olo. That ein bo sakana means he's not going to die, but there might be sakanas eiver. So omrim v'daf kisha tzarech l'arufua b'shabbos atzmo. You're allowed to do amir l'nachri if you need that refuah on Shabbos. Hakshein tzarech l'b'shabbos yamtin ad mitzvay Shabbos. But if you don't need it on Shabbos, just wait till Motzai Shabbos. Avuk sheish sakana asur lahamtin. But if there's sakana, you're not allowed to wait till Motzai Shabbos. Mem zayin lasos lo refua. Afilu b'mlacha d'oraisa. You could do amir l'nachri even to ask the nachri to do mlacha d'oraisa. V'udin shar trach of gan lefos l'vash l'chiyot zbeilum tzarech l'kach. And if he's hungry, you could ask the nachri to cook, because amir l'nachri is mutter in such a case. Afilu t'lohuta l'isol lavra l'isur d'oraisa calls matshin ogel pikoch nefesh mamish. The only time you could ever have a Jew do an isur d'oraisa is if it's something that's nogeya to sakanas nefesh, to pikuach nefesh mamish, and not just a sakanas eiver. Mem tes eiver, ayin lel sivav siv tes yeshe varim shenogeya lepikuach nefesh, vodin kayotzi beza bishar eivarim. That there are certain eivarim that connect to pikuach nefesh. We said the eye is connected to the heart, and therefore we're very worried about pikuach nefesh. But in marofe omer, shem lo yirapu eiver, yuchalav lepikuach nefesh, arei kshar chali sheish bo sakana. So any eiver that the doctor tells you that, look, if you don't treat this, it could become dangerous and you could die, so then that becomes pikuach nefesh. So again, opinion number one is whether it's sakana sever, whether it's just a regular chol shem al sakana, all you could do is amir l'nachri. Opinion number two, ulchal lav yisrael b'isr d'rabanan b'yadayim, as far as a Jew violating an isr d'rabanan in order to help the chole, yesh matir mafilu ein bo sakana sever. There are those that are makil that a Jew could even do a sakana. You could even do a melacha d'rabanan, and that's regardless of whether it's sakanas ever or a chol she'ein bo sakana. So let's see, Mishnah Berurah nun b'isur d'rabanan haynu kol hashvusim v'afilu b'lo shinui. It means any isur d'rabanan. Umitam d'sriyulu d'mkom choli lo gazru. This opinion holds that whenever there's a chola, they were never goes there any of the isurim d'rabanan. So all isurim d'rabanan are mutter. Afilu d'miyesh bo sakana afilu rak lever echad. If there's a sakana for even one ever, l'chola deus v'al midei. According to everybody, a Jew is allowed to be mechal by doing any isur drabanan for the refuah. Afilu einu chol klal b'chol aguf, even though he's not chol b'chol aguf. Kasu b'chayadim kol davar shemutu lasos al yedei Yisrael b'chol ishein bo sakana. Afilu yochol lasos al yedei einu yehudi mutter. That anything that a Jew is allowed to do, even on chol ishein bo sakana, even if you're able to have a non-Jew do it for you, it's still mutter for a Jew to do. Nun beis ever vadil el brei. That we're talking about a case where ein bo sakana sever, but you are a chol she'ein bo sakana. But if it's not a sakana sever and you're not a chol b'chol gufo, meaning you're not you're functioning normally, you just have your finger hurts you. And it's not dangerous. Then everyone would say that you can only ask a non-Jew. A Jew should not be involved in that. And even that, you can only ask a non-Jew to do an Issa Drabbanan. So if you're just a feeling a little not well, you could do Amira L'Nachri on an Issa Drabbanan, and that's it. Like we learned earlier in Simon Shin Zayin Sif Hei. So that is opinion number two in Shulchan Aruch. Now, opinion number three, and this is the critical one, because this is the one we paskin like. V'yesh omrim, shim yesh bo sakanas eiver osin, v'im ein bo sakanas eiver ein osin. That some say that if there's a sakanas eiver, then you can have a Jew do an Isser Drabanan. If there's no sakanas eiver, a Jew may not do an Isser Drabanan. You can only do Amiru L'Nachri if there's no sakanas eiver. Siv katan nun gimel, v'im ein bo, aftu chola hakolu kol guf, even though you're chola shein bo sakana, svirlu da asul asus halidei Yisrael, a Jew cannot do anything. L'deya zo ashniya, afilu b'shino yasul asus pa'atzmo, even with the shino you can't. Then unless it's not possible, weiter in the Shulchan Aruch now, v'yesh omrim, and those that say shim ein bo sakanas eiver osin b'shinoi, v'im yesh bo sakanas eiver osin below shinoi. And then there's a fourth opinion that if there's no sakanas eiver, a Jew is allowed to do a malacha derabanan. Whereas if there is a malacha with a shinoi. Whereas if there is a sakana sefer, you could do a malacha drabanan without a shinoi. So again, this fourth opinion is a Jew could do a malacha drabanan with a shinoi if it's a chol shema sakana, but for sakana sefer, you could do a malacha drabanan even without a shinoi. And then the fifth opinion, v'yesh omrim, afilu yesh bo sakana sefer, ein osin lo davar shu nismach l'malacha d'oraisu, dvarm shema smach l'malacha, osin afilu ein bo sakana sefer, that it doesn't matter whether it's Sakanas Ever or just a Chalashem Sakana, if it's a type of Durabanan that connects to a Daraisa, you're not allowed to do it. If it's a type of Durabanan that doesn't connect to a Daraisa, you're allowed to do it. Nismach l'malach Daraisa, says Mishabrua, Osnan Hei, Kigol Nichol Ayin, like to put coloring on the eye, Shuk Kosev, that's similar to Kosev. She'in Behem, Kigol Hani Shemvorn Vesif Mem Gimel Ayin Sham. What are Yisrim Durabanan that are not connected to Daraisas? So you have to see later on when we get to Sif Mem Gimel, we're going to give examples of that. Says the Shulchan Aruch, V'divrei Asvara Shlishas Nirin. We paskin like the third opinion. Mishra Brua, Hainu Shemut Alasos Hafilu Kol HaShvusim, that you're allowed to do any Drabanan, V'rak Al Yidei Shinoi, but only with the Shinoi, Imu Choli Kol HaGuf Ein Bo Sakana Sever. So Chol HaShein Bo Sakana is allowed, for Chol HaShein Bo Sakana, you're allowed to do a Drabanan with a Shinoi. V'im Yesh Bo Sakana Sever, Ein Tzarech Shinoi Klal. But if it's Sakana Sever, you don't need a Shinoi, you could just do any Yisra Drabanan. V'chein Pasko HaTazim HaGnevram, V'chein Kasvar Grasha Dezu. So essentially, the way the Mishnah Berurah understands the third opinion is that for a Chol HaShein Bo Sakana, you can either do Amira La'akum, or you could do a Malacha Drabanan with a Shinui. You could do Amira La'akum and a Daraisa, or you could do a Malacha Drabanan with a Shinui. For Sakana's Eiver, you could do a Malacha Drabanan yourself without a Shinui. Says the Ramah now, Mutter Lomar Le'in Yudi Lasos Tafshe L'katan Shein Lomar Lechel, Testam Tzarech L'katan Chol HaShein Bo Sakana Dami. Since you're allowed to do Amira L'Nachri for a Chol HaShein Bo Sakana, and a child is automatically a Chol HaShein Bo Sakana, so if the kid needs to eat, you could do Amir L'Nachri to ask him to cook some food for the kid. Mutter, says Mishmuru, V'imein atinok rotz alechol, kiyim al yidei imo, but if the kid won't eat anything unless mommy feeds it to him, Mutter leim l'achilu afilu chalavo en Yehudi ubishlo, then even if the non-Jew had to be the one that prepared the food by milking the cow and cooking it and doing everything else, mom can still feed it to him, afgav d'metaltels mukza, even though that food is technically mukza, but she's allowed to violate mukza to feed the kid. V'ayin prim sounds like but the Jew should not even fill the pot, even though the Nachri is going to be the one that turns on the fire, because that's still an Isser Drabanan to fill the pot. Weiter in the Ramah, anything a Jew is not allowed to do, the Chol himself is also not allowed to do. But if you have something that's being done with Amira L'Nachri, the Chol can help a little bit. it, because Mesayeya is not really significant. When the non-Jew is doing it, anybody could help the non-Jew a little bit. Mesayeya Ketzas means that even without his help, the Malach would still get done. You're just making it a drop easier. Then Yehudi is putting something in the Jew's eye, like a drop in the Jew's eye, so he can get it in without you, but by you blinking a lot, it helps it go in easier. But if he could not do it without the Jew's help, sounds like even if it's Malach HaDaraisa, Mesayeya Zayin Bo Mamish. Ein Bo Mamish, Ein B'taz Mashu Kosev Zeh, Vayin Lel Mishu Bruz, Sivkot Yirhal, Sharbe Yachorim Cholkum Azeh. A lot of Yachorim think Mesayeya Taka is a problem. Siv Yud Ches, Hikiz Dam V'Nitztanein, Osem Lo Madura, Afilu B'Tukuf Estamuz. If a person had bloodletting and feels cold, we can make a fire for him on Shabbos, even in the middle of the summer. V'Nitztanein says in Mishu Bruz, Mishum Tisakana Hu B'Estamah. We assume that being cold after bloodletting is a Sakana. V'Afilu Al Yidei Yisrael Shari, so a Jew can make such a bonfire. And the truth is, any cholishesh b'sakana who says, I am cold, even though it doesn't seem to relate to his illness, you can light a fire for him right away. Because a chol, we assume, becomes more dangerous when it comes to the cold. If you could have a non-Jew light the fire, that of course would be better. A cholishesh b'sakana is allowed to eat bishul akum, says the Mishnah. Even though normally a cholishim b'sakana is not allowed to eat non-kosher food, even things that are only non-kosher midrabanan, kiddis if yardeisim kufnun hey shiny bishul einam yehudim sheni sura machmas atzmo. Bishul nachri is different because it's not inherently aser. The gamma cholim mevarichalav to be a terukachil. Plus the cholim could even make a bracha on this food because it's kosher for him. He's allowed to eat it. However, he can't eat the leftovers of Matzoy Shabbos, because on Matzoy Shabbos he could have a Jew cook him the food. The kelim that the guy cooked in on Shabbos need hechsher. You need to kasher those kelim because it's absorbed with bishalakum. But we have a kula about how to kasher kelim that are only absorbed through bishalakum, that a klicheris normally you can't kasher, but you can do agala gimel pamim if the only reason it's treif is bishalakum. Now, if they use the kli without doing agala and there's a rov in the tavshil against the kli, then it's mutter. There are those that say it doesn't require hechsher at all. Meaning there is an opinion in Yoridea that holds that a kli that a goy cooked in doesn't even require hechsher kelim. So if at least you're somich on that when the context of the guy cooking in it was cooking for a chola on Shabbos, so then you don't lose out by relying on that kula. So to review what we learned today in Sif Yud Zayin, we went through five different shitos about what you're allowed to do for a chola shein bel sakana and a sakana's eva respectively. The one that matters the most to us was the third shita, that for a chola shein bel sakana you're allowed to do amira lenachri, or you could do a derabbanan with a shinui, but for sakana's eva any derabbanan can be violated for the sake of sakana's Ever. And then the Ramah had added two important points, that you could ask a guy to cook for a child on Shabbos because he is a chol shein bo sakana, and that anything a Jew is not allowed to do, the chol himself is also not allowed to do, but misayeya is ein bo mamish. Then it's if Yilchas, we said that if someone is cold, either because of bloodletting or because they're a chol sheish bo sakana, a Jew can light a bonfire in the middle of the summer. And then it's if Yutas, we said that someone who's chol shein bo sakana is mutter to have bishul akum on Shabbos, but he cannot have the leftovers on Motzai Shabbos, and really he should kasher the kelim after Shabbos. But if he doesn't kasher the kelim after Shabbos, it's not the end of the world. Okay, but Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Seifim Chav, Chav Alev, Chav Beis, Chav Gimel, Chav Dalet, maybe Chav Hei, we'll say, no, Chav Dalet. Okay, everyone have a wonderful evening.